The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Do you ever sing that song with me? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Let's make the most of this beautiful day. Well, we will. I want to show you this musical instrument. It's called a slide trombone. See how this slides? And this is a mouthpiece right here. Show that to you. It comes off. And this is where you blow your air into, like this. But of course it has to be attached to the slide trombone for it to sound like this. I am not a trombone player, but it's fun to try. This is the kind of musical instrument that Josephine Giraffe's friend Hazel Elephant wants to learn to play. In our musical story, she would play like this. Boo, 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 boo. Maybe she wants to learn to play it because her father plays it. Yeah, her father, Hazel Elephant's father, Mr. Elephant, plays a slide trombone in the story. It's a story about animals in the forest. Let's just continue that story right now. Josephine the Short-Necked Giraffe. Last time, Hazel Elephant asked Josephine Giraffe to go to a special school with her. She was going to learn how to read and write and play the slide trombone. Hazel was very excited about going. But Josephine said that all she wanted was to get a longer neck. Well, Hazel said, maybe you can learn to grow at school. Josephine said she'd think about it. And she did. She thought about it all night long. As we think about the story again today, the night is over and a new day is beginning. A new day in which it's time to go to school.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for me to go.
It's time for you to go.
To school.
To school.
I'm so excited. I can hardly wait.
What about your friend Josephine?
I'm going over to her place now. I hope she'll go with me.
I hope so, too.
You're a mighty big friend to her, Hazel.
I like her. She knows that. See you, Dad. See you, Mom. I almost forgot.
Elephants never forget that. I'm the father of this family.
I'm the mother of this family.
I'm I'm the Hazel of this family.
Of this what kind of family?
What kind of family?
What kind of family are we?
You can tell at once. We are elephants. We are elephants.
Big and strong.
Do you think I should go, Mother?
School can be wonderful, Josephine. There's so much to learn.
But I want to get a long neck like yours. After all, I'm a giraffe.
A giraffe is much, much more than a neck, dear.
You're starting to sound like all my neighborhood friends.
Well, I'm your mother, and I want what's best for you. All I want you to do is to try.
Oh, my. That must be Hazel.
Come in, Hazel.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for us to go.
It's time for you to go
to school.
To school?
You ready?
Well, maybe.
No maybes. I want you to promise to try. Otherwise, I don't want you to go.
Well, in that case...
Will you promise me that you'll try? If you promise, why, I know, someday, some way... I know you're going to say I'm glad I promised. Will you promise me that you'll try? Will you promise you'll never, ever give up your dreams? Hard as this seems, promise, promise.
All right, I promise. When do we go?
Now.
Now? Do you know how to get there?
I do, but Butterfly, Bird, and Bee said they wanted to lead the way anyway.
That should be lively.
Take a good look at me, Mother.
Why, dear?
It's probably the last time you'll see me with a short neck.
I'm glad to see you with any neck you have, dear.
Come on, Joe. You're much more than just a neck.
Okay. And you're much more than your trunk. Let's go.
Have a good time, girls.
Oh, I'll send you a note when we get there, Mom.
Thanks, dear. You are much more. Much, much more. I love you, Josephine.
I love you, too.
Bee, Bird, and Butterfly are out there.
Let's go.
Bird, Bee, and Butterfly are all ready to fly.
Fly on, friends. Josephine and I are ready to follow you.
Here we go.
You're much more than a neck, Joe.
I know you're much more than a trunk.
A chicken's more than a peck, though. And there's more than a smell to a skunk.
You're much more than a feather. Wing or a beak or a word.
When you put you all together, you're a beautiful singing bird.
You girls are the best.
Oh, Butterfly, Bird, and Bee ask if you'd like to say goodbye to Sunflower, Frog, and Tree. They don't know you're going to school.
That's right.
I think we should tell them a quick goodbye.
Look who's here.
Oh, welcome one, welcome five.
You look like you're in a hurry.
We're going to school.
School?
School?
Yes, it's a school for growing long necks, so take a good look at me. It's the last time I'll have a short neck. When I get back, I'll be able to reach your top leaves, tree.
Reach for whatever you want, Josephine.
I wish we could go with you.
We'll tell you all about it when we get back.
Oh, thanks, Hazel.
Bird, Bee, and Butterfly say the time is nigh.
Oh, that means you have to go.
Well, have a fine time.
And remember, you're much, much more than you look.
I've heard that somewhere before. Bye.
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 Tree's right. You're much more than a neck, Joe.
I know you're much more than a trunk.
A chicken's more than a pet, though, and there's more than a smell to a skunk. Not just your nose or your grin or your eyes. Not just your toes or your chin or your size.
Not just a bit or a spot or a part. You're not just your outsides. You're also your heart.
You see, there's more than honking to geeses. There's more to a cow than a moo. When you add up all the pieces, more than we see to you.
You're much more than a feather, a neck or a trunk or a mind. When you put you all together, you're a beautiful, marvelous, spirited, lovely, wonderful one of a kind.
Butterfly, bee, and bird, we'll tell you one more word.
What's that?
School.
Where?
There.
You mean we're already at school?
This is it. Thanks for flying along with us, you three.
Butterfly, bird, and bee say you can always count on me. See you when you get home. Bye-bye.
I think I'm going back with them.
Josephine!
I think I forgot something. Wait for me, Butterfly, Bird, and Bee.
Josephine!
I think my mother needs me.
Joe, you promised to try.
Hazel, I'm scared.
Of course you're scared. So am I.
You are?
Well, half scared, but half excited. More excited than scared. You know, when you do a new thing, you're more excited than scared.
I am?
Yes. Now let's go on in.
Wait a minute.
Now what?
I promised I'd send a note home when we got here.
Oh, that's right. I was so excited, I almost forgot.
I'll send a G-sharp.
And I'll send an E.
Butterfly, bird, and bee will add a B. And take all three back home. Have a good time, girls.
Bye, friends.
Here we go.
Hazel?
Yes, Josephine?
You're my best friend in the whole world.
I know.
And I'm still scared.
We're both still scared. But we're mostly excited. Now let's go.
How may I help you?
I'd like a longer neck.
And I want to learn to read and write and play the trombone.
So, you are the two new students.
Yes, sir. Who are you?
I'm Mr. Bulldog. Mrs. Elephant called to say that you girls might be here. Come right in.
I want a longer neck.
Right over there in the attractive active animals class.
And where do I go for trombone and books?
Music and reading right over that way.
I can hardly wait.
You said you wanted trombone.
Yes.
Here's one to start with. Tell Mrs. Mongrel I sent you.
I can hardly believe this. I'm in trombone school already. See you after class, Joe.
Okay. Wow. Things really seem to happen fast around here.
We do have a lively school. Come along. I'll walk you to the AAA class.
AAA?
Attractive, active animals.
Attractive, active animals are ready to begin. Attractive, active animals, we'll start in with a grin. We know we can, and so we do. We grow, we plan, we follow through. We're active and so attractive. We think attractively. We work attractively. And every day, in every every way. You'll see us be attractive, actively attractive, active animals. We all participate. Attractive, active animals. We all cooperate. We swim, we jog, we exercise. We don't eat junk or fats or fries. We're active and so attractive.
You certainly are attractive, active animals.
Thank you, Mr. Bulldog.
Now, I'd like you to meet a new student. What is your name?
Josephine Giraffe, and I've come to get a longer neck.
A longer neck?
Now, I'd like you all to introduce yourselves to Josephine Giraffe.
I'm Posey. I have spots.
I'm Rosie. I have stripes.
We're the ones who teach at AAA.
But elephants aren't supposed to have spots or stripes.
My spots are like freckles.
We've always had stripes in our family.
An elephant is much more than a skin.
Uh-oh.
I'm Samuel S. Snake, and I have yet to H-I-S-S.
Your hissing is missing?
You said it, Josephine. I just don't know how.
And what about you, J.R.?
Oh, well...
J.R. is shy. Try telling about the sky, J.R.
The sky is blue.
Good. What about the air?
The air is clean.
How about the grass, J.R.?
The grass...
You can do it.
The grass is green.
Good for you, J.R.! Good for all of you! Now, if you'll all help Josephine Giraffe get settled here, I'll go and see how her friend is doing in music and reading. Josephine, tell everyone your friend's name.
Hazel Elephant. And would you please tell her that I'd like to be sure and see her after class, Mr. Bulldog?
I will. J.R., you may come with me. It's time for your hoof organ class. Carry on! Attractive, active animals!
Attractive, active animals are ready to begin. Attractive, active animals will start in with a grin.
Now blow a little harder, Hazel. Very good. You learn so quickly.
I really want to learn, Mrs. Mongrel. I want to be able to play in an orchestra like my father.
Well, if you want to, you probably will. Now try sliding this to here while you blow. Wonderful.
How do you do?
Welcome, Mr. Bulldog.
Josephine! Your neck's longer already. Oh! Excuse me. I thought you were...
Hazel Elephant, I'd like you to meet J.R. Giraffe.
How do you do, J.R.? I'm sorry. For a minute... I thought you were another giraffe friend of mine who has a short neck and wants a long one.
Josephine?
That's the name! How's she doing?
Well, right now she's getting to know some other animals. And how are you doing, Hazel?
Oh, I love this school.
Hazel's one of the best beginning trombone students I've ever had. Blow an F for the gentleman, Hazel.
Sounds good.
good to me. I must get back to my office. JR is here for his hoof organ lesson, Mrs. Mongrel.
Another one of my prize pupils.
Hoof organ?
Oh, Hazel, your friend asked me to tell you that she'd like you to meet her after class.
Oh, fine. Thanks, Mr. Bulldog.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, what is a hoof organ?
Well,
Should we show Hazel your hoof organ, JR? Wait, right here.
Wow! That's the biggest piano I ever saw.
This is a hoof organ. Would you show Hazel how to play, JR? That's an E, isn't it?
E. Elephant.
Good for you, JR.
And I'll try to play a G for giraffe.
Oh, that's fine, Hazel. Now try playing those two notes together. You're playing better than ever, JR.
You're a fabulous player. And I'd really like you to meet my friend, Josephine.
She's nice.
JR's very good on the hoof organ. But he doesn't talk much, does he?
JR's always been shy, except when he plays his music.
Hoof organ.
J.R., will you play your G minor fugue for us?
Well, maybe I should go see how Josie's doing.
I'm going to teach you to read as soon as J.R. plays his fugue, and then class will be over.
To read? Oh, I really love this school.
Go ahead, J.R.
So Hazel Elephant is having a wonderful time at school. What a special school that is. She's learning some notes on the trombone and already learning to read some. How do you suppose Josephine the giraffe is doing in her class, the attractive active animals class? You know, when you write a story, you could make some pictures to go with it. Mm-hmm. Like these pictures in this book. All sorts of things you can do. Mm-hmm. But one thing I need to do is to feed these fish. These attractive, active fish are ready to have lunch. Attractive, active fish is here. They get into a bunch. Do you like to watch fish eat and swim? Sort of looks like they're dancing. You can make up anything that you like, any kind of story that you like. That's what's so wonderful about this life. You can pretend anything. It was fun for me to think about J.R. Giraffe, that shy giraffe, playing that hoof organ so well. Remember when he was jumping around? And it was like, you're much more than a neck, and you're much more than a trunk. A chicken's more than a peck, and there's more than a smell to a skunk. You're much more than your toys, and you're much more than your noise. You can think up all kinds of things that you're much, much more than. Just like you're much more than your hair, or your teeth, or your skin, or your legs. You're much more than any one part of you. Much, much more. And I'm much more than a slide trombone. Gives me a good feeling to be able to share such things with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have lots of things to talk about, you and I, don't we? And next time we're together, we'll think about the last part of Josephine the short-necked giraffe. How do you think she'll do? Do you think she'll grow a longer neck? Do you think she'll grow a bigger inside? Well, you just think about it, and I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. Doink!